This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
What we know about the COVID money on this Monday. I'm David Brancaccio. President Trump did sign off on the big government spending bill last night. This includes the coronavirus relief section, 5 days after calling that a disgrace. What is now law includes another round of direct payments to people, this time for $600. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab is here. Kristen, who's eligible?
The math is pretty easy. Basically, individuals who earn up to $75,000 and married couples who earn up to $150,000 will get the full benefit plus $600 per child dependent.
Adjusted gross income on the tax form. And you still may qualify for some sort of payout if you earned a bit more than that?
That's right. There's a tiered system here. So for every $100 earned over those income thresholds, $5 is docked from the check. Individuals who make $87,000 or more and couples who make $174,000 or more are not eligible. Now, this payout cap is lower than it was with the first round of aid. So if you got a check last time, you're not guaranteed one again.
How long might it take for people to see this money in their bank accounts?
These deposits were supposed to start rolling out this week, but that was before President Trump delayed signing the bill. So it's a little unclear exactly when these will reach everyone. People who have accounts on file with the IRS will get them first. Putting paper checks in the mail will take a bit longer.
Okay, this is now in law, but it also looks like House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to push for the $2,000 checks, closer to what the president was asking for.
Yeah, Democrats want an increase. President Trump wants an increase. But the idea is pretty unpopular among Republicans. We'll see what happens when the House votes later today.
Kristen, thank you. While Congress did not agree to a sweeping package of aid to cash-strapped state and local governments, there are some major components that'll help. Economist Julia Coronado, founder of Macro Policy Perspectives, joins us on Mondays.
There's a lot of money for needed programs that will flow through state and local governments so that they don't have to fund them themselves, like vaccine distribution and support, like money for schools to help them navigate opening safely and operating safely in times of COVID. There's money for transit systems, and there's money for rental relief funds, which many state and local governments have established, but now there's a significant slug of money to fund those programs. So while there's no direct money to state and local governments, there's money for programs that will be very, very helpful on the ground, and that money will flow through state and local governments.
Julia, thank you. In the fall, the Progressive Policy Institute estimated that states need a combined $250 billion in additional federal support through the end of this coming year. As we get into the final trading days of this year, I just checked and the NASDAQ is up 41% since January 1st. The S&P is up more than 14% year to date. At the moment, the Dow is up 206 points, 0.7%. Similar percentage rises for the S&P and the NASDAQ. You ever looked upon the moldering bell peppers and bendy cucumbers in the vegetable drawer and said to yourself, that's no longer worth what I paid? Well, in the corporate world, that's called a write-down. With moves toward alternative energy and the huge drop in demand because of pandemic, for oil companies, 2020 has become the year of the write-down. The Wall Street Journal says this is one of the biggest years ever for devaluing oil, with $145 billion wiped off of their books by energy companies in North America and Europe, more than any other part of the economy, according to this analysis. Polling shows that despite recent COVID-19 surges, people in rural areas are less likely to support key public health measures, such as stay-at-home orders, compared to people in and around cities. In Colorado, rural Logan County was one of the first in that state to see its cases spike in the recent surge. Total case numbers are relatively small compared to urban areas, yet healthcare resources are strained. KUNC's Adam Reyes reports.
Natalie Bejarano and her husband started a carpet cleaning company in 2019. 7 months later, a statewide stay-at-home order halted the growth of their new enterprise. They could barely afford to cover overhead and put food on the table.
To be honest, it was very hard. And I understand I was not the only one going through all this.
But members of her family also contracted COVID-19. Her grandfather died from the disease in April, and her father was hospitalized with it soon after. She says he's still recovering.
As much as I want my business to grow, I don't want the cases to grow as well.
Cases in Logan County are growing. It's home to the state's largest prison, a big outbreak site. And since September, non-inmate cases have also shot up, affecting more than 9% of the county's population. And now, all indoor dining is off limits.
I've heard from some businesses that said, if we have to shut down, we won't survive.
That's Sterling City Manager Donald Sailing. Sterling is the seat of Logan County, and Sailing says sales tax revenue has been better than expected. Still, the city has a hiring and purchasing freeze, and case restrictions make another dent in the budget.
If you go to our parks, people have complained, well, they're just not the same as they used to be. Well, you know, I didn't hire 17 part-timers for seasonal.
Under tighter state restrictions imposed on the county in November, Trevor Bedsall can no longer serve inside his bar and grill, Hootenanny's, and he isn't making enough money from takeout. Meanwhile, he points out, big box stores have fewer restrictions.
I think that is going to be a big impact than a business like myself that's going to have 60 to 70 people that come stay apart and our tables are sanitized every time they walk in.
He supports some restrictions and says he wonders if the current spike in cases could have been prevented if his community just followed public health guidelines. In Greeley, Colorado, I'm Adam Reyes for Marketplace.
Adam Reyes. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.